Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 41 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you on tape delay on Thursday, March 18th, 2010, from the 7th floor of the Uptown Federal Savings Building on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. Actually, the first half of tonight's show is a reconstruction because somebody forgot to start the recorder.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. At Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Hello?
Time to take a little. Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind. And though it hurts, I'll get by without your love.
Said Fritz, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mow. Took its feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea. And we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off. Need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I got a sort of feeling. If we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bloody through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
She left 29 broken hearts, broken in 29 parts. Now there are 29 fellas complaining to their moms about the lady from 29 Palms. She got 29 Cadillacs, 29 sables from Saks. They came from 29 fellas who never had their arms around the lady from 29 Palms. She's a yip, yip, yippy-eyed dolly, a new kind of gal of the West. And yip, yip, yippy, by golly, whatever she does her best. She rides 29 trails to bliss, knows 29 ways how to kiss. She is a gal that you dream of. You'd love to have your arms around the lady from 29 Palms. She left 29 broken hearts, baby, broken in 29 parts with their broken hearts. Order, order, 29 fellas complaining to their moms about the lady from 29 Palms. She got 29 Cadillacs, baby, 29 tablespoon sacks and their Cadillacs. Order, order, 29 fellas who never had their arms around the lady from 29 Palms. Bronco that no one can break. And yibbity, 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 I, oh, by golly, she's never giving, but how she takes. She's got 29 diamond rings, got them without any strings. A dynamite dreamboat, a load of atom bombs, the lady from 29 Palms. The lady 29 Palms.
Send her back a call. Music so loud, can't tell a thing. Thinking about what to say. I can't find the line.
long you let me walk you home from school. Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you, ooh, ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside when it's okay. Now shake you. Ooh.
And it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and all the people have gone away. shines fine in the morning time. Tomorrow is another day. And there ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, heading into town. And just sneaking on my own LSD, driving at trouble bound.
Okay, so I let a little bit of silence slip in there before I began speaking on purpose, and that's for a reason, and that's because, as was bound to happen again sooner or later, I forgot to begin recording the show, and I'm going to have to reconstruct most of the first half hour of this week's episode for my archive listeners. If you're just tuning in now, well, you didn't miss a thing. Actually, that was Lakeshore Drive by Alyota Haynes and Jeremiah from, I think, 1973. And if you were growing up in Chicago then, as I was, that was a familiar song on the radio about Sweet Home Chicago. And it's this time of year when I am gearing up for the beginning of baseball season that my thoughts turn to the city of Chicago most of all, as my interest in the Chicago Cubs continues to rise and rise and rise. And of course, that brings us right up to this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report.
Take me out to the ballpark. Take me out in the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole team. It may go win, it's a game. For it's one, two, three, strike, you're out of the old ball game.
Well, the Chicago Cubs got spanked 7-3 by the Los Angeles Dodgers out in the Grapefruit League in Arizona today. We still have the shock of watching Ryan Terrio, future Hall of Famer Ryan Terrio, hitting .520 in spring training this year. I like that because we need him to be productive, because the temptation for the organization to prematurely advance their young prospects, Starlin Castro, is best kept at bay if we're getting production out of Ryan Terrio at shortstop. Let's see, what else can I tell you about today's ball game? For a change, Tyler Colvin didn't do much of anything today. He went 0 for 4, but he is still hitting .500 in spring training, and I'd like to see him start the season in the minor leagues, and the first time we need help in the outfield, because one of our aging outfielders is on the disabled list, I think that'd be a great time to bring Tyler up. Ryan Dempster started the game today on the mound, and he gave up 4 hits over 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 1 base on ball, striking out 3. He's got an ERA of 2 going in spring training, and it looks like Carlos Marmol was pretty effective in the closer role today. I think we're pretty close to nailing down the roster. There's a couple of spots still up for grabs. I think that Mike Fontenot figures to start the season at second, and that means that Jeff Baker's probably going to be riding the pine for a while. And it's still unclear how many pitchers we're going to start the season with, 11 or 12. I'd like to start it with 11 and have more depth on the bench, personally. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. And there is nothing as enjoyable about being a fan of the Chicago Cubs than being one who absolutely despises the Chicago White Sox. And this goes out to my buddies Rapster and Butcher. I found this, and, well, this is them. And this is the Hinky Dinky Time radio edit of their smash hit single, No Cups, White Sox Have No Peens. This is a little bit cut down, but as I recall Butcher telling me during his first visit to Hinky Dinky Time Radio, he doesn't like songs that are much over 3 minutes. So in his honor, I've slashed and burned on his project.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
You gotta do your thing.
I got to tell the people something, you know?
Man, you gotta
the White Sox, man, they have no peens, man.
No peens.
Strangest thing, you know? Can I cut off? 1, 2, 3, 4. No cups, sir.
No cups.
No cups, sir.
No cups.
My sound obscene.
Don't sound obscene.
White Sox have no peens.
They got no peens.
No cups, sir.
No cups.
No cups, sir.
No cups.
Might sound obscene,
don't sound obscene.
White Sox have no peen,
they got no peen.
No cups, sir.
No cups.
Might sound obscene,
don't sound obscene.
White Sox have no peen,
they got no peen.
Just admit it. Like Mark Burley's arm,
Mark Burley
can't do no harm.
It can't do too.
Might sound obscene,
it don't sound obscene.
White Sox have no peens,
they just got no peen.
Without the peenies,
no peen.
Sox feel forlorn,
they feel forlorn.
Like Hawk would say, it's a can of corn.
Get on up. Can of corn.
No cups, sir.
Get on up.
No cups, sir.
Get on up.
They feel bad because they ain't got no peenies.
Ha! Yeah! Now look at that boy, Andy Pacisky. You know that boy don't wear no cup. Why's that? He ain't got no peenies.
I don't have the ball, bitch.
No cups, sir.
Get on up.
No cups, sir.
Get on up.
No cups, sir.
Get on up.
No cups, sir.
No cups.
Joe Creedy need a shower and a haircut.
That boy need a bed.
And Ozzy got no peanut and no walnuts.
He ain't got no walnuts.
To get to the cell, you head due south.
Head due
and look
south.
For the fans. Got the meth mouth.
They all cracked out on that, baby.
No cups, sir.
No cups.
No cups, sir.
No cups.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on
Might
up.
Sound obscene.
They don't
up.
Sound obscene.
My socks have no peens.
Get on up.
Get
no
on
cups,
up.
Sir.
Get on up.
No cups, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, Bobby.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take it to the bridge?
Take it to the bridge, baby.
Yeah.
Can I take it to the bridge?
Take it to the
yeah.
bridge, baby.
Hey, Bobby.
Whoa, G. He's feeling it now.
No cups, sir.
I'm a greedy man. My name ain't Jody, but my name is Brown. I like to love, get down, down, down. I'm a greedy man.
Greedy man.
I'm a greedy man. Now, brother, don't leave your homework undone. Hey! Now, brother, don't leave your homework undone.
Yes, well, I thought it would be best if we cleanse the sound of the bogus James Brown from our ear holes with some of the real thing, and that, of course, was the Godfather himself from 1971. I'm a greedy man. I am a greedy man. I am a greedy Cubs fan, and I am going to be satisfied with nothing short than a World Series victory in 2010. So I expect to be sorely disappointed. We have been paying tribute to the late, great Alex Chilton this evening, and I don't think it's possible to do that and avoid playing this song by The Replacements, entitled, of course, Alex Chilton.
Santa Maria.
I never traveled far without a little big star. Ain't that the truth? I don't think Ella Fitzgerald ever got to hear any big star, but you're going to hear some Ella Fitzgerald. This is Ella with the Chick Webb Orchestra, and sing me a swing song and let me dance.
Body meets a body on the ballroom floor. Then the body asks a body, what's a swing band for? Oh, baby, I don't want you to croon soft and mellow. Let me warn you in advance, sing me a swing song and let me dance. Oh, baby, I don't want any moon bright and yellow. You can have your sweet romance, sing me a swing song and let me dance. Mr. Trombone, play some corn, I ain't caring what notes. Mr. Trumpet, grab a horn, brother, give me hot notes. Oh, baby, I don't want any tune on a cello. Give the rhythm and a chance, sing me a swing song and let me dance.
You know, I saw the Kinks perform live once in 1980, and it wasn't very good. But I saw the leader of the Kinks, Ray Davies, perform once in 2002, and it was very, very good. And this last week, I've really been enjoying this Kinks song from their 1970 release, The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society, and this is the song Days.
I bless the light that lights on you.
Yes, that's Days, and that's the Kinks with Mr. Ray Davies on the lead vocals. Every now and then I like to pay tribute to my good friend Rory Borealis by stealing a song that I only know of because of him. And tonight we're going to hear the Hinky Dinky Time radio edit of one of the staples from the Rory program. This is a cover of a very bizarre little song that was originally done by the German synthesizer group Kraftwerk. This is Señor Coconut's version of Showroom Dummies.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Think that mannequins are kind of creepy. I've always thought mannequins were a little bit creepy. And that's why, because at night they break the glass and they go to nightclubs and they dance. And now is the time when we dance. You know, we're playing some Alex Chilton tonight. You're indulging me. I appreciate that. And thank you for tuning in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio this week. I apologize to all of you for the botched recording job this week. I'm going to do my damnedest to recreate the music, if not the snappy patter that the recording did not capture, and reconstitute the archived program up to the point where I began recording. I hope I get that right. In the very early 1980s, Alex recorded some lo-fi masterpieces. Some of them featured original songs. Some of them featured mainly covers. And this is a very loose cover of Casey and the Sunshine Band's Boogie Shoes as we begin to wind things down on this week's Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I think we're going to close tonight's program in the most fitting way I can think of with one more Alex Chilton offering. This is from Alex when he was still with the Box Tops from 1969 and their version of Bob Dylan's I Shall Be Released, because Alex, in fact, has been released. I hope wherever you are, Alex, you're doing fine.
The distance is not near, so I remember everything of every man who put me here. I see my life come shining from the west down to love, just crying out that he was free. I see my life come shining.
Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet day. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?